The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Test, we're on. Go ahead. Let me hear your mic.
Hello. This is my mic.
All right. The other day I was reading, and I haven't done this in a long time, because there hasn't been, you know, when our podcast first came out, you know, people review it on iTunes and stuff.
Why would you read it? Why?
But there's no
it's
got to
be like the either. Most boring thing.
No, people really love it, but there was a couple that hate it. I mean, all in all, we got 4.5 stars out of 5 out of
what?
Out of about 300 reviews. But the people that hate it really hate it.
I'm one of those people.
You know, I mean, you know, it's not things. Everything isn't for everybody, but nobody cares about your opinions, whether you're positive or negative. Nobody cares. If you like it, then pass it on. Okay, we do care about the people who like it, their opinion. We don't.
It's amazing to me that people write positive stuff at all. Like, it's just not human nature. It's more human nature. Like, I don't know that I could be compelled to write something positive. I do on Twitter, I guess. I'll say, hey, that was a good special or something. But it is harder to be passionate enough, positive-wise, to go write something nice. It's much more like, you get angry, you want to do something about it. So yeah. Then that drives you more to write things.
So
the people that do write positive stuff, you got to hand it to them. They're going against their biology to do it.
Like these fucking guys, you know, last night, Otto Peterson from Otto and George, like they're a comedy team, passed away, which is quite sad. I mean, we'll talk about Otto for a few. But people on Twitter, like, I guess, like, oh, I wish it was Voss. Why couldn't it have been Voss?
You know? No, people don't say
one
that.
Said,
I hate that. That's just dumb.
And then I called into Ron Bennington's show about a half an hour ago. You know, tell a couple of stories. And I guess some guy writes on Twitter, Richard's his speech or what. I'll give him a pass this time. Wait, you're going to give me a fucking pass? You're following me. You're going to give me a pass? These guys, I forgot to write back to him, which I am. Go fuck yourself. You don't give me a pass. I give you a pass. Now you're getting blocked. Now he's getting blocked for
right.
just even saying that he's going to give me a pass. But Otto passed away last night. We just, you know, I've known Otto for 30 years.
Wow.
I used to go, like, I mean, when I first started comedy, you know, and I'd work on a gig with him or whatever, you just, why, he was amazing. It was just so fucking funny. Everybody knew, you know, I mean, Otto, and he was one of a kind. No other ventriloquist, you know, did what he did.
Which was move his lips.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he's a bit of an odd duck, right?
At times, yeah, but it wasn't that. It was about what he was saying. You know, he was just so edgy.
He was great. Yeah, no, I'm not trying to.
You know, he was quite edgy. And I mean, when he worked, like I said already, when he worked in Vegas, everybody would go see Otto.
Mm-hmm.
New York, Otto. You know, he did street comedy. He was, you know, one of a kind. Nobody was like him, you know, ventriloquist. You know, and I remember getting high when I used to party, going over to his place, me and this guy Frankie Bastille, who was a heroin addict. I was a coke addict. Otto did whatever we had. And we're just all fucked up sitting there, and all he had was a can of beans in his cupboard. We ate beans.
Oh, my God.
At 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. high, and we had a can of beans. Otto cooked his beans on the stove.
Oh, he actually cooked them? You didn't just eat them out of the can?
We just ate canned cooked beans. and I don't know his life. I don't know if he got clean, when he got clean. I know last time I talked to him, he was doing fine. I mean, he had health issues because we raised money at a benefit,
we
right?
We did that benefit for him. He was so sweet. He didn't even go on that benefit. I mean, I guess it would be weird to go on your own benefit.
Yeah.
And but he was so grateful.
He was a nice guy. I talked to him when he was in Kansas City. And he called me about something. I talked to him on the phone about the club. And he's like every other comic. He just, you know, these club owners and dealing with them. And he's like, I got to get the fuck out of Kansas City. You know, and I knew because I knew the club. And I don't know. It's weird, you know. 3 comics I know in the last 2 months passed away. Tim Wilson, John Panette. Remember we were sitting in the fucking lobby? We were in Indianapolis. Why were we sitting in a lobby anyhow?
I don't remember the story too well.
Do you remember John Panette walked in and he had...
I remember hanging out with John Panette. I remember going to a movie with him once.
We didn't go...
We were somewhere.
We went to a movie with him?
Yeah.
What did we go see? I think we did go to a movie the next day.
I don't remember.
It was a comedy, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I remember we went to the movie with him because he was like, "Calm, you didn't want to go. You don't believe in going to movies during the day." And he convinced you that we should all go to the movie. You were against it. You still are against it. You hate going to movies during the day.
Well, I remember sitting in the lobby at this hotel. We didn't work in the hotel. We're staying in the hotel. Like, we were at, I think, one Crackers, and he was at the other Crackers in Indianapolis, and he walked in with food, and he gave us some pizza. Mm-hmm. Don't you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Then how come you're saying you don't remember?
I don't know if I now, because you've told this story to me since we found out that he passed away like 10 times. So now I don't know if I really remember it or I've recreated it.
I can remember exactly where we were sitting.
Well, I don't know what you want me to do. You want me to give you some kind of a medal, or should I say that I remember? I don't know what I should do.
Well, why are you saying we went to the movies with him? I don't remember going to the movies with him.
Well, that is my memory. You realize we're different people, right? So we have different things that I don't remember every single thing that ever happened to me in my life, and you don't, I'm sure, remember every single thing that happened to you in your life, but you have a weird thing where if people aren't having the exact same response that you have in your brain, that it's wrong. So I'm sorry that I don't remember. I wish I did.
Name the movie. I mean, it was, you know.
You
like,
said you kind of remember that. Now you said.
I don't remember at all.
Okay, well then don't remember it.
Why would we went to the movies together? Me, you, and John Panette.
And there was other people too.
No.
Yes, there was like his opener and a couple of other people. I don't know who they were. Just like friends.
Maybe you and I was playing golf.
No, you were there.
No.
We had coffees. We couldn't get our coffees into the movie theater, and you were so pissed that we weren't allowed to take our coffees in. Look, you don't have to remember it.
No, that's
it's
not even
fine.
That big. I would have a inkling.
You might not. You might
I would
not.
Have a speck memory or an inkling
well,
of it.
You might not.
Because it was the next day after the night he gave us pizza.
If anybody can corroborate my story, I'd love it.
And Tim Wilson, who passed away, who I knew when he first moved to New York. You know,
I think I only met him one time.
Where would you meet him at?
At the Improv. He was headlining the Improv in L.A.
Tim Wilson?
I'm pretty sure it was him.
You sure?
Big guy?
You sure it wasn't Woodrow Wilson?
Okay. I mean...
Yeah, he was big.
You wonder why people fucking give negative reviews. It's like, people are just, like, they must be as frustrated as me. Is like, they must be at home being like, let her have her own memory. She can't even have her own memory?
I didn't say you
like,
can't.
You're just like, it's just, I get beat up on every fucking level with you.
Oh, poor
Bonnie. Oh, cool. Yeah, now beat me up on that.
Beat you up. But I, you know, God, fucking Otto, we have a million stories from, we used to do so many one-nighters and me and him.
Not even going to say any because I'm scared that I might remember something you don't remember.
Why would you remember? You don't remember. You didn't know us then. You knew Otto? Have you ever?
From my stories, Rich. Do you know that I'm a, you know what it is? It's like little kids don't know that. Like babies, they don't understand that these people are other people. Like, they're so self-involved that they don't realize like other people have their own lives. It's like you never grew out of that thing. Like, you just think like everyone's supposed to understand what you and we're all supposed to have. Like, when I say I have a memory of Otto, you immediately were like, "Ha! You didn't even know him back then because you were thinking of something else." You didn't even for a minute think, oh, well, she clearly knew him.
Well, okay, tell me your memory.
No, go fuck yourself. That's what Otto would want me to say to you. Go fuck yourself.
No, you don't have
to. I'll tell you what, if I met Otto and George before you, you and I might never have been married.
Why?
I might have married George. It's my type.
Whoa. Whoa, we didn't. Hey, you know what? I was looking out the window and I saw that coming. Without even looking.
There you go. Beat it up again. Beat me up.
Where did you had a run-in with Otto back in the day?
Met him until...
He was always nice. At the wedding?
I think I might have met him at the...
Florentine's O&A. Wedding. Oh, O&A
shows. O&A shows. I interviewed him for the O&A thing.
God, there were so many stories. So many... We did so
but
many...
But I heard about Otto and George, obviously.
So many one-nighters together and...
Wasn't there a story about somebody choking George or trying to kill George?
He was doing street comedy, and the Spanish guy, I guess, stabbed the dummy.
Oh, yeah. I heard that story, I think, when I was in Canada.
And without missing a beat, the dummy's voice goes, "The spick stabbed me." That's funny. Like, because I guess he was trash, and, you know, Otto would do the dummy would trash.
Yeah.
It was funny. I'd be with Otto sometimes, and he'd go, "Hey, ventriloquists are weird." He goes, "You know what George thought of?"
Who said that?
Otto. He was talking about the dummy. He goes, "You know what George thought of?" I'm like, "Oh, didn't you really think of it?" I was working with a ventriloquist on the road once, Vince D'Antona, and his dummy was named George, too, which is kind of weird. I mean... Vince was a nice guy.
More George dummies.
Vince was the nicest guy. When Jessica was born, I was working a weekend with Vince, and he brought me a little skirt for her.
That's creepy.
But I worked with him in Florida. It's gone. I worked with him in Florida. I worked with him in Florida, and he was packing putting his clothes in the dresser, and he's putting his dummy's clothes in another drawer. Like, he put his dummy's clothes separately.
That I don't think is so weird.
Well, no, that you're putting your dummy's clothes away to begin with is kind of fucking weird, you know. Mm-hmm. And Vince was a great guy. I'm reading this thing on Facebook. Eddie Brill wrote about Otto, like some doctor gave him bad news like years ago or something. That then Otto started. I don't know.
For bringing it up and then making zero sense.
Because I don't know if it's true, so I can't, you know.
Well, why did you bring it up then? Like, this is what you did. I read something on Facebook. It's like bad news. Well, I don't know. It's like,
well,
you know.
Let people check into it.
Man,
I don't know if it's real. You know.
Check into it. That's what.
What do you mean?
What are we just fucking headline news now?
Headline news. Do a ticker.
Your headline list. Facebook. Oh, Eddie Brill wrote something interesting. Go to eddiebrill.com to read that. Oh, couldn't think of anybody else.
Eddie, he's always promoting this certain kind of health thing.
What is it?
I don't know. It's like he's going to this
wellness. Like a holistic?
Yeah, like some wellness center or something. He's having
to
learn.
That wasn't
like
so
eating,
hard, was it?
You know, like... What kind of eating is that? Natural eating or something? You just
Whole Foods? I don't know. I have no idea. There's a lot of different...
Whole Foods, what, the supermarket?
homeopathic or something like that?
Which I'm
sure
know.
It's
he's
you,
into it.
You think it's gay? Maybe it's homeopathic. I don't know what it's called.
All right, let's move on because we're talking about stuff we don't know.
Yeah, is that any different than any other time? You brought it up. That's the weird thing about you. It's like you'll be like,
well, I got little bits and pieces here and there. You know what I mean? I didn't read the whole thing. I didn't read, you know, and I don't want to pass rumors and I don't want to, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying Eddie Brill wrote, just go look on Facebook and then you might, you know, I'm not going to, I didn't read the whole article. I only read like a paragraph or so, you know, and I'm just saying.
But you know that every week we have to do a podcast.
Yes.
So why don't you, while you're reading this, oh, I might say this, let me make a note, maybe make a mental note of this.
I did. That's why I said, go check it out. Go.
No. Now you're backtracking.
What do you mean I'm backtracking?
How come we don't know where this cup came from?
Yeah, because you want to start a fight.
There was a cup in our cupboard.
Yeah, a coffee cup.
A coffee cup, plain white. It was sitting on the counter when I came downstairs one day, and he was like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here's my theory, and I don't want to start a fight.
You always say, I don't want to start a fight, then you start a fight. I can't even have a memory that you don't have without you calling me a liar. So see, and I just saw the gum in your upper lip.
It's
you
a
just
new
took
piece.
It down. No, it's not. So you lied to me just there.
I didn't lie.
You're the liar, not me.
I'm not a liar. Okay.
We've just seen two instances of it where you've lied.
When we were laying in bed last night and I looked over, you look just like Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz. You look just like Dorothy. That's how young you looked. I looked over, I go, holy shit, she looks like Judy Garland. I'm serious. Like the way your hair was and stuff, and it was...
It doesn't feel like a compliment.
I was going, whoa. But maybe, I don't know. So the cup, here's my theory. Because it was a cup. You know, a friend came over. You know, maybe
nobody ever came over.
A neighbor came over drinking coffee. You know, hey, do you have any sugar or butter?
Didn't happen.
You know, knock on the door.
Not with me. Did it happen with you?
Come on in, XX.
You seem to know this story very well. Maybe it happened with you.
No, I'm never home alone.
Yeah, you are. You're home alone.
When?
Oh, really? Like now I have to get out my calendar and be like, okay, from 2:30 until 5, you were home. Like, of course you are.
Well, do candy come in a cup? Sometimes candy comes in cups.
Oh, maybe.
What? From where?
I don't know, but that's a good guess.
I don't think candy came in that cup. I don't know. We're only at 16 minutes and we're talking about where the cup
came
from.
It is a weird thing. You ever have some in your house? You don't know where it came from?
Yeah.
Anyway, he started accusing me.
I didn't accuse you.
So I wrote Bonnie's boyfriend on the cup. I thought it would wash off the first time, but it's holding strong.
I didn't accuse you. I said maybe one of your friends, lady friends from the neighborhood came over, you know, dropped her kid off or... What are you looking at?
It's like windy out, like
it's
sandy.
It's super windy out. It's super. This lady next to me opened her car door and it slammed into my car because the wind pushed it.
Did you get mad?
What am I going to do? I can't keep getting mad at things I can't control. It's done. What am I going to do? I just said, don't worry about it. The wind blew it.
Did she apologize?
She's sorry, the wind, and left, you know. And then what am I going to do? I got out and I keyed her car, but that, you know.
Yeah. And then I hope when you keyed her car, you wrote, sorry, the wind, right into the side.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. You can't get mad over everything, you know. It's just you just can't get mad. What are you going to do?
Rich Voss has turned over a new leaf, it looks like. Let's see how long this lasts.
Oh, really? It's not going to last?
I don't know, because I don't control the future.
So...
All right. So what?
Sad, you know, Otto, everybody's going to miss him. Going to miss him. He was just a good guy.
He was a good guy.
He was one of the good ones, folks. You could tell when somebody has a good heart. You know what I mean? Like they're a kind-hearted person. Whatever their fucking demons are, this or that. But some people you can tell have real, you know what I mean? Like me, I have a good heart.
Say that, and then I'm not sure.
You know,
I say, in my opinion, the jury's still out.
You know, Bob Levy, I think, has a good heart.
Yeah.
You know, Bobby Kelly, good heart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And you could just tell they're just kind-hearted people, certain people. And right. Otto was one of them.
Right.
You know, and just, you know, and his girlfriend was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Colin,
have a good heart?
Yeah, Colin has a good heart, but he's more standoff. He's more closed, you know what I mean? I think he has a lot deeper issues than most people. You know, he's had it all. He's lost it. And he's, you know,
he gets bored very quickly. Yeah, I think some of it's his own.
Yeah,
thing.
I think because he's so talented, he's
right.
like
his mind is working.
He's like a frustrated. Who was I talking about? Like a real frustrated artist, like Bill Hicks. When I worked with Bill Hicks, you could tell Bill Hicks was just so far ahead of his time back then. You know, people listen to him now and go, oh, he wasn't that funny. That was fucking 25 years ago, 20 years ago, you know. Mm-hmm. He was doing this material that was so hard. And you work with him. And
ahead of its time.
You know, and you talk about these people that are like, you know, not struggling, frustrated because mm-hmm. they don't get them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're so far ahead of their time. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and I think Colin is just... He has his vision is so much more advanced than the people in the industry he's dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, they just can't. His vision is so far ahead of them, and he just like, you know, that's why he probably like fuck you. You know, I don't. He's probably been offered a million things since his first one man show, but he just won't settle.
Mm.
That's my theory. I don't know. I just think he's, you know, he's a brilliant. Yeah, he's kind-hearted. But he, you know what it is?
What is
he
it?
He has more walls up than... Cause,
what do you mean?
Well, because I think he's... When you get to that level, you know, are people your friends or are people trying to just get stuff from you? You know what I mean?
Right, so...
Like someone like Chris Rock or
They have to sort of like...
You got to see who's...
Hold people at arm's length
a little
bit.
Who's your friend or who's just trying to get shit out of you.
Right.
You know, and Colin's at that level. You know, Colin had, TV show. He's, you know, whatever. So...
I guess that's something nice to be at the level I'm at. No one's trying to get anything from me.
No, I mean, you know what I mean. That makes sense, doesn't it? You know, I'm sure, you know, 7 out of 10 people that run to Norton are going, get me on Opie and Anthony. Get me, how many times has he heard, get me on Opie and Anthony?
Right.
You know?
Or I'd be great on that show.
Yeah, it's just like anything. I get a million acts. Hey, can you get me, you know, you can only do so much for someone. And you want to help as many people as you can, but you can only do so much. You know, so the bigger you are, the more people are approaching you for stuff.
Right.
So, you know, that's my theory.
But it's also like there's a certain level of talent to people that don't really ask for stuff. I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, or they might, or they're more careful about what they ask for. Do you know what I mean? They're smarter about it because, you know, obviously I've seen a lot of people surpass me in the business and like, you know, and it's like, those aren't the people that are generally, they're people that go get stuff on their own, you know. Even like when I was in LA and one of these guys was a PA and he kept, as a job I was writing on, and he kept putting, these show ideas on my desk for me to read. And they were amazing. I mean, he was a really creative guy. I mean, I didn't know what I could do for him or whatever. But at some point, I was like looking for somebody to edit this thing that I had made. And then I was talking to him and he was like, I know an editor and whatever. And so we got together and it turns out this guy's like an amazing artist. He's like a...
Those kids?
Yeah. But these kids that ended up editing that thing, and Patton Oswalt was in it, and Doug Benson, and... it was like a little short movie I made called Sushi Whore. And they were so good. The whole thing, they made it so good. They were so talented. And so through those connections that they had made, you know, they ended up doing stuff for Sarah Silverman's show. And then the guy, you know, he did a ton of stuff, but now he's also, he's got his own show on Cartoon Network that he did. So like, do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
I lost you.
The point is that like I've had those people in my life before where yeah. they're not really asking for just, oh, can you get me this? Can you get yeah. me that? They're like, they take the opportunities and oh, make no, something yeah. out of them and then they get ahead like because they're talented and they're, you know, like that guy I knew was going to succeed because he was like a really hard worker. He didn't care about getting paid for that thing. He was more interested in like that he was going to get to work with Patton Oswalt or do you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I got that guy, Ray Wagner, does my CDs. I just dropped off. He's going to put together my second CD. I don't know what he gets. I mean, I pay him, but.
Right.
I guess he gets to say that he made Rich Voss's CDs.
Right.
You know, I mean, the one on iTunes didn't, I guess, I don't know.
But Ray Wagner doesn't ask, like, he's not always asking for stuff. I mean, no. I'm just saying, like, there's certain people that are always asking for stuff.
Yeah.
Always. And it's like, at some point, you got to, you know, you've got to move out of your own. Like swamp and into something else on your own a little bit too.
But some people they don't know they're in. Look, we like with the movie, like you know, we're at a standstill, stagnation part, right? Like,
well, the thing that was happening was we had a lot of legal issues that we worked out, so we had to get a lot of clearances and stuff. So we finally got that done, and so now we're into the phase of
who do we pick to distribute it
for our distributor. So this hopefully this part of the process. I know, but hopefully this part of the process. But a lot of people would already have had that legal stuff already taken care of like 2 years ago. Like we couldn't find the right people. Like, you know, whatever. We made a lot of mistakes, but we still have a really good movie. So we have that, you know, I showed it to a journalist a little while ago. I ran into her and she was like, this is amazing. So, I mean, that felt really good.
That's good when journalists like your shit. Tell us about, okay, so you did the porn awards on Saturday.
Oh, my God. It was the Exotica with three X's Fan Choice Awards.
Where was
it? I never saw the letter X so much in my life.
Where was it held?
It was like, huh?
Where was it held?
It was at the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City. And it was every porn star you've ever heard of. I mean, I'm not into porn, but...
I don't know. I couldn't tell you one.
That was part of the copy I had to read.
Tracy Lord? Is that her name?
I think she's like 100 now. I don't know that
Was Linda Lovelace there?
No. Nina Hartley was, though. She was in Boogie Nights.
Nina Hartley?
Yeah. I don't know.
Which one was she in Boogie Nights? The skinny girl on the roller skates or something? Yeah.
No. No, that wasn't a porn star. That was a real actress.
Oh. You mean, did she play a porn star in Boogie?
Yes,
Night?
Yes.
Oh, Boogie.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, she did?
Yes. Anyway, so they asked me to do it. I was available. I went. They sent me the script. I had to
punch it up,
do a little work on my own parts. I had two co-hosts, Tori Black and what was the other one's name? Shit. I gotta look it up. Shit, that's like not good.
The blonde was good looking, right?
Neither of my co-hosts were blonde.
You sent me a picture.
They're not blonde. I don't know. Maybe they look that way.
Brown hair.
They're both brunettes. Very pretty. Both very pretty. Very fun. Like, not that different than comics. I mean, they talked about sex a lot, but so do comics. So, you know. But a funny story. Right before. Okay, so this is, you know. We're you know, backstage before we go on. I'm wearing a tuxedo, which, yeah, I got a lot of flack for wearing a fucking tuxedo, but I'm not.
Where'd you get a tuxedo from?
I had the tuxedo pants and I bought a tuxedo shirt and I just wore a jacket with it.
What kind of jacket?
It's like a blazer jacket.
Well, that's not a tuxedo. Don't act like you had a...
Whatever. I had like, whatever.
Oh, what do you mean you got flack for it?
Because I tweeted a picture and people were like, nice pantsuit, and like, way to go Paula Poundstone and stuff. But the thing is, I wasn't gonna try to be a hottie in front of like porn stars. Are you kidding me?
So You went with the Diane Keaton look.
So I went, yeah, I went the other direction.
Smart move. You can't compete with them.
I can't compete with them.
They're young. They're fucking.
Well, they're like 21. They're, you know, Belle Knox was there. She's 18, and she looks like 12. I mean, it's a little, you know, it's overwhelming. So there was a, but right before we went on, we're backstage, and the one co-host is telling me about, you know, having anal with her husband, the story about it. And then she goes, where's the bathroom? And I go, it's around the corner. But I go, you might want to put shoes on, because she just had her bare feet. I go, it's a little gross in there. She goes, oh my God, I'm like a nasty chick. I'll walk into a bathroom with bare feet. I don't care. She goes, everyone thinks I'm so prim and proper, you know, but I'm totally not. And I was like, no, you're a porn star. No one thinks you're prim and proper. But she really like said it like fully, like no irony or anything. Like, everyone thinks I'm so prim and proper.
Her husband with anal? What was he saying about anal? Like, what kind of story could
she tell?
I
don't know now if I'm supposed to say it. Like, maybe it was a private story.
Well, don't tell the story, but tell me later.
Oh, God. And
who won Best Actress?
I don't know who won what. It went on forever. And
did they have trophies?
Yes. They were actually very beautiful trophies. I met the woman who designed them.
Just a big cock?
Something. I think her last name was Ling Lee.
Oh, yeah. Ling Lee. She does.
Ling
Lee
Lang. Something like that. Anyway, she was an artist and she did. It was like a real award show, except that, you know, there was a lot of. I would look down into the audience when I was doing stuff. You know, I had to come out in the beginning and do that award show stuff, make fun of people in the audience and stuff. And, you know, there's like a camera going around to tables, or like whenever there a camera would be at a table, they would like, it was like they would do anything to get on that camera. So they're all making out, showing their boobs. And I'm on stage trying to do, you know, me jokes, me little jokes. And the other weird thing is, too, is that, you know, when you're doing like a mainstream audience, you know, you're titillating. Your jokes are like, they're shocking, you know. But when you get in front of that audience, you start to realize, like, it's you know, the thing that kind of made them funny. I mean, I think my jokes are smart, too, but that's level of it is kind of, they're drinking a lot, so it's not exactly hitting on a lot of levels. And then the titillating part is, like, I kept trying to, like, you know, should I make this more risque, like...
Well, I don't get, like, porn stars, they'll just whip their tits out, this and that. Like, the
yeah,
guy,
oh, yeah, they were
do
just
the guy porn stars just throw their cocks out? They don't do that. How come?
I don't know, but the one co-host that I had, she has two babies.
Uh-huh.
And, like, a two-year-old and an eight-month-old, and she was pumping backstage, like, all the time. And she would just, like, whip out her boobs and...
Pump milk? Why, yeah. Was the kid with her?
No, but I don't know what she... I guess you have to pump it because it's...
It'll leak?
Yeah, they hurt. Yes, you can get a disease if you don't wean.
And what do you do with the milk? You save it?
I don't know. She probably just threw it out. But you have to get rid of it somehow. You have to milk yourself. Otherwise, it's, you know, it hurts.
So now, you three, did they, you had, how long did the whole
ceremony
last?
So I go out and I do like 15 or 20 minutes up front. Then I introduce my co-host and then we just like, introduce awards.
Were people listening to you up front?
Yeah, at the beginning they totally were, but it was hard to judge how well it, there was a lot of like cheering sort of in the middle of jokes and stuff, like I didn't know, but then afterwards people said I did really well. People were like, you killed. But it's hard to it was like a different, it was a different energy than a regular audience.
I mean, was there over 1,000 people?
I have no idea how many people, but no, maybe not. I don't think that many. Maybe like 500. Between 500 and 800.
Did they
maybe.
Serve dinner?
I don't think so. I think it was literally just alcohol. Just total. And when I got there, I was like, oh, I was wearing exactly what the bartenders were wearing.
And Naughty by Nature was supposed to play, but they
Naughty by Nature was supposed to be there, and then they got somehow, one of the guys got arrested or...
The night before or something?
Treach, I don't know what his name is. He got arrested and he couldn't afford bail or something, or I don't know what the hell happened. So he didn't show up, so they had somebody rubber woman, or I don't remember what that she was called. Rubber doll, I think it was called.
What'd she do?
Like a striptease kind of burlesque dance.
No.
Yes.
For porn stars?
Yes. I was like,
that's where they started.
Well, that's what I said to her. I go, weren't you nervous doing that in front of everyone? She goes, yeah, my heart is still pounding. She goes, plus I didn't have this show rehearsed enough and I just had to go out and do it. It's like funny. It's like, you think it's all like, just a little bit of cocksucking, but it's not. It's like they take it kind of, you know.
Oh, I remember when I hosted the stripper awards.
Right.
2 years in a row. They were serious. They were strippers, but they...
Oh, I thought you hosted the AVN Awards.
No, I did
the
stripper awards.
Oh, I kept saying
awards.
You hosted the AVN Awards.
No, stripper awards. Oh. No. I never did the AVNs. I'm surprised I've never been asked to do the AVNs.
Well, I could do it now. You know, I feel like I'm...
You know.
I'm schooled on this thing. But there's a big convention. You know, so downstairs in the convention center, there was like... You go in and it's just... It's all these... You weren't allowed to say the word porn, by the way.
What do you mean? On stage?
No, on stage they didn't say no, but like in all the things in the convention, it all said sex and love. Nothing said porn.
Why?
I don't know if that was like...
Something to do with the casino?
If it's offensive or the casino didn't want it to say porn.
Probably the casino.
And so it all said like the sex and love convention or whatever. And although I saw... A lot more sex than love. But all the adult...
Do you see any real sex, like anybody have sex anywhere that you saw?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. First of all, like, you're getting all hyped up about it. Like, when you're there, it's not as exciting because it's bright lights. It's all like super... It's like a convention.
Was there a red carpet?
And you can see like every dimple in every fucking fat girl's ass that's wearing like a bathing suit bottom kind of a shit. And
was there a red carpet, like photographers and everybody in the lobby and stuff?
No. There was all this kind of photographers and stuff when we did the red carpet. Nobody knew who I was. Not one person. Like, even the person interviewing me. She goes, we're here with our... Like, people were like, who are you? Like, what are you doing here? Like, here's some fucking chick in a tuxedo. I'm like, I'm hosting. And then my two co-hosts, they'd be like, it's Tori Black. And fuck, I can't remember that one's name. And then they'd be like, and sorry, who are you? And I'd be like, I'm the host by my phone. Like, it was like no press release went out or anything. That... Like, I was, like, kind of bitchy on the... Like, I mean, I was being funny, but I was like, what did you research, you fucking morons?
Well, how many people were out there on the red carpet with photographers?
I don't know. I mean...
You know, like, who was there? Stepping Out Magazine?
I have no idea who they were. You know? Yeah, like, I didn't take it seriously or anything.
Huh?
I mean...
Where was your red carpet? Right outside the ballroom?
Right outside the ballroom, yeah. Like more like a step and repeat, like a short little...
They didn't have a big backdrop where people were taking pictures, like, that said the awards, you know?
Yeah,
like
the step and repeat.
Oh. And nobody was announcing people as they walked down. That's usually what they do on a red carpet.
Well, like, sometimes there was, I mean, but they knew all the adult film stars. They just didn't know. It was just like, and who's this bitch?
I remember when I was going to a concert.
But when I went on stage, people yelled Bonnie and stuff. Because I think some of them were like,
they're ONA fans.
They look exactly like ONA fans. I was like, I'm pretty sure these are.
Yeah, they're the ONA fans and wrestling fans.
Yeah.
And porn fans, and you know,
like Dave Attell would have destroyed there. Like, but also the adult film stars are sensitive. Like, you know, I kept being told not to make fun of the thing. Like, don't make fun of it. Don't make fun of them. Don't make fun of like porn. Like, you know, that's like tying your hands a little. I mean, Ron Jeremy was there. I made fun of him a lot because he's like. He's cool and he can take it and he's
around comedy a lot.
He's a really super nice guy.
There was no food backstage. I mean,
there was nothing. And in fact, the two co-hosts had to, like, we did a table read in the guy's suite. The guy was running it, his suite, in the morning. I got there at 11 a.m. We did a run through, like a table read thing of the script. Then they had to go down all day to the convention center, sign things, take pictures. They had to do some, like, what do you call it? Like, where they sat on stage and answered questions.
That's called Q&A.
Some Q&A shit. All day long, literally. I went to my room, had a nap, came back, checked in on them, went back to my room, came back. They were still there. They were like...
They get paid though for when
I have no idea. Well, they get paid for the signings. Stuff that they sell.
Yeah.
So, but then we had a run through at 7 o'clock at night at the theater. And so they showed up, you know, 7:20 or whatever, and the guy was like, "You're late," and they're like, "I'm sorry, we got here as fast as we could," and you know, they were starving. You know, they haven't had 1 minute off since.
Who is this fucking guy running?
And he wouldn't get them water, nothing.
Oh,
"Can they please?" He goes to them, "First of all, you guys, you know, whatever." They were like, they weren't asking for food. They were like, "Oh, I'm sorry, we're just so hungry." Like, you know, one is breastfeeding, like. She's probably starving. And then he was like, "Yeah, we'll just get this done and then you can go have something to eat, you know, whatever." And they're like, "But we won't have time to get ready if we have to get something to eat and, you know, whatever." And, you know, he was like, not, you know, I go, "Just get him something to eat." I go, "Can't you send somebody for a pizza or go to on a Starbucks run or something?" So then he kind of was like yelled out. He goes, "Can someone go on a Starbucks run?" But then nothing happened. Like it was just, he just yelled out into the nothingness. And then, they were like, "Oh, I'm so hungry." He goes, "Well, you should have ate something." He goes, "You were here late, weren't you? You were here. You were late. You were supposed to be here at 7. And I go, "But I had to go through my stuff anyway. They got here really at exactly the right time." Like, why is he talking to them like that? But I think it's like, that's just how they get treated. Like,
no, it's some guy that thinks he's fucking, you know.
Well, he was a really nice guy otherwise, though. He was like a super, like, honestly, he was like really cool and really nice, except in that situation. But then also we were like, "Can we get drinks or waters or something at the show?" So at 10:30 was the red carpet, and then 11:30 the show started. That's how fucking late it started. So people were loaded, you know. And he was like really reluctant about getting his drinks, or there was nothing in the green room, no food, no drinks, no nothing. So the one girl's boyfriend, the one co-host boyfriend, went and got us drinks all night or whatever we needed.
What kind of fucking, I'm pissed off. You don't have a award show and nothing in the dressing room. Who the fuck, don't these people get it? I hope they ask me to do it next
I was
year.
Thinking if it was like you, except when I was like doing rehearsal and I was like, "Can we get some waters or something? Some coffee?" I was like, "Oh, do I sound like an asshole?" And then I was thinking, no, like if it was Rich or Norton or Bobby Kelly, they would be trashing this guy up and down.
I wouldn't do it until I got what I wanted. You know, they asked me to do that award show last year or something. I was booked.
They said this year they wanted you and I to do it together. But the guy didn't realize, like...
Well, last year they
asked
me too.
Oh. And you were not there. But I wanted to say to the guy, you couldn't fucking have afforded Rich on his own, let alone the two of us together.
I mean, Florentine and Jameson did it last year. They loved them guys, so, you know.
Yeah.
Well, but Florentine knows a lot about that shit, I think. I don't know. I think he, you know, that's it.
But it wasn't as big last year. Tori told me that it was just like, she goes, "It's like one of those little box stages. They only had one of those little box stages." She meant a riser.
Yeah. Did they have a real stage?
There was like a huge, they were in the ballroom. It was like a huge stage. It was like real. Like they had cameras. They had three teleprompters all the way around. I mean, everything looked really real, except right from the fucking get-go, there was problems. Like, the wrong music would come up, or the half the, you know, dancers weren't there yet, or, you know.
They had dance numbers?
Yes. Yes. But the guy, there was like these dancer guys, and it was so funny because I wanted to say, like, this is the first time they've ever met, because it didn't look like they were just all doing their own thing. It wasn't like, it was like they never danced together before.
And, like, I guess their managers were there, their agents and stuff. Now, the girl that's 18 years old from Duke, you know, the Duke porn star, who's did she talk at all?
Knox.
Go up and talk? And, like, well, why was she there? Was she getting an award? Or
she won an award.
For
she
what?
She also presented. I don't know what she won an award for, maybe newcomer or something. I don't know. I honestly don't know what the awards
newcomer,
were.
Newcomer, that's okay.
Haha. But like the awards were like best non-white chick. And
get out.
Know,
they had best non-white chick?
Yeah.
What about best non-black male? Did they have that or?
Like best transgender, best, you know,
What's her name there from the podcast?
No. Oh, I didn't see her.
She would have came up to you.
But I would have noted her name maybe. But like I didn't ever announce any of the nominees. Like somebody else would come up. So the awards part of it, like I just was in between like, what, you know. But I only like, I couldn't, like people were drunk and they couldn't read the teleprompter. But you couldn't make jokes about that. Even though that would be what you'd want to make jokes about. Like one time I go, oh, that's what Valium sounds like. That was the harshest joke I made about anyone in particular on stage. But, you know, you wanted to because...
Well, those guys are fucking... You don't know if they're gangsters or mobsters or whatever.
Well, you just didn't want to be mean. That's who it's for. It's for that, you know.
Yeah, but still, you shouldn't be too drunk.
Well, what are you really... You're going to be like, really make fun of a porn star that can't read?
Oh, I thought
like,
you meant... I didn't know it was a porn star that couldn't read. No.
No, it's a, well, who, that's all that's giving the awards.
That's who was reading the nominees too were porn stars?
Yeah, it was like...
So it was you and the two ladies,
I just
co-host.
Explained to you, and I'll explain but one what more time. The two I co-hosts? Never announced any of the
but
awards.
But what about the two co-hosts you had? Didn't they?
They didn't either.
Then what did they do if they were co-hosts?
This is what happened. I would come out, do a joke of some kind, whatever. They would do some kind of banter. Like, we just read off the teleprompter. It was like the guy who wrote most of the copy was the editor of Club Magazine, Dan. I can't remember his last name. And super nice guy. But, like, the thing was way overwritten. So we'd be like, you know, now we're giving out the award for Coxman of the Year. I'd make a little joke about it. And here to present the award for Coxman of the Year is... you know, these four porn stars or these three porn stars. There's always too many people coming up. Then they would come up and then they would read like, who, you know, we love our Coxman. We couldn't do it without them. Oh, yes, we could because we have, you know, whatever. Da, da, da,
they
could, but,
did they show clips of the people? Did they have a big screen that showed?
Yes, yeah.
Did they show porn clips?
Yes. No, 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 no.
Well, then what kind of clips do they show?
Of the person, like the people that were up for the award, their faces.
Oh, that's
and then some people weren't there to accept, and then they would play their acceptance speech.
But they didn't show any of their, like, and
no,
from
there
this
was no
movie.
Porn. There was no porn at the...
Well, you got to see their best work, I mean.
No, there wasn't. There was no pussy or anything, except a couple of times, like, somebody would show theirs and if they were presenting an award or...
They pull up and show their pussy in front of the whole
yes,
audience.
Yes,
no.
Yes. Okay.
Like that
they were drunk. Like they were, like...
Like that lady, like the wife in Nebraska when she lifted up her skirt at the graveyard.
I don't remember. I don't know what you're talking
remember
about.
Remember in Nebraska, she lifted up her skirt and said, see what you could have had?
Oh, in the movie Nebraska.
Yeah.
I don't know. They would just like show their asses or...
Now, why? And you said they had a little animosity towards Bella... What's her name?
I don't think Bella Knox was that well-liked, but she has a reputation for being not very nice, I guess.
Well, she's only been doing porn a week, so how can you be... I mean, how
well,
can you
I think
build a reputation?
Well, those other girls are very like... They're strong personalities, so I'm sure she's just 18. I mean, they're only 21 or 22 or 23 or whatever, but still, like, they got it down. They know what they're doing. They're not scared. You know, they're on stage. They don't care. And I think Belle's, like, in over her head. You know, she's a little... So probably comes off as being cunty, but really she's just intimidated. She's, you know, it's overwhelming, I'm sure. You know, she had a huge line to her booth. You know, she didn't get there till 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. Everyone else had been there all day, and yeah. People kept coming up. Her lawyer was in her booth, and so he sold a few pictures. But everyone just kept coming up to her booth because her booth was right beside the two co-hosts that I was doing it with, and so I saw like people just kept constantly coming up. Like, when's she going to be here? When's she going to be here? They wanted to see her in person. And when she got there, her booth was just like packed, like getting pictures and people wanted to meet her and stuff. And so I think there was like also, you know, she has a lot of media attention. There was like, you know, the journalist that I knew that was there. And then there was like a Rolling Stones reporter that was there. I mean, she just, there's a lot of media attention on her.
Did a Rolling Stones reporter interview you?
No, I sort of walked by her a couple of times, but I didn't. What was I going to do?
Was she at the show?
I don't know. I only saw her. The only reason I knew she was a Rolling Stones reporter was because the journalist that I was friends with pointed her out. And said, that's and I said, why is the media so into this story? And it's just cause like, you know, it's like there's so many stories, I guess, about, you know, sort of like the hard ass life of a porn star. Like, you know, you get into adult films because you don't really have a whole lot of other choices in life. So this is like a new take on it. Like, she's from a upper middle class family and she's, you know, her parents are still married and it's, you know, she's accepted at Duke University. So, oh, it's just somebody who likes sex. Like, I think the media wants that story. Like, oh, look, it's just somebody who likes sex.
No, they don't like, if they like sex, they'd go out and get sex. It's
well,
not,
these,
you don't do
these,
porn because you like sex.
These adult film stars profess to love sex and you never hear them talking about that it's shitty. Like, they don't talk about that it's a shitty thing. They always talk about how much they love it. And I think the reason, like, I started thinking, like, even the best jobs in the world, people are like, ugh, like, you're actors that are fucking multi-million dollar, you know, they're like, it sucks having to go outside in the rain and shoot a scene. You know, they, like, everybody complains about their job except for porn stars. Like, but I started thinking maybe it's because when you go into porn, everybody's like, you don't want to do that. It's gross. And they try to talk you out of it. So the minute you're like, oh, it's kind of gross, people are like, yeah, get out. Like, so they never... They're always professing to love it.
I sent you a dick pic.
Yes.
And to get me work.
Yeah, so I got you a few jobs.
You showed them to the porn stars, didn't you?
Just very quickly. But they said it on stage, too. I forgot to tell you that part.
What?
They go, we saw a picture of your husband's dick.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's pretty cool. So you killed. I got some tweets, one tweet that you killed, you know.
You did? Well, that's nice.
You killed, you know, and you, I mean, that's a weird situation to walk into. Like when I hosted those stripper awards, I don't think I prepared anything. They didn't ask me to, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is that I'm... I mean, I know for a fact that they didn't use a certain someone because they were scared they wouldn't prepare. So they were looking for somebody who was going to do the work. Yeah. And because I think they did want it to be like that Dan guy wanted it to be like a real award show. Like he worked really hard to make it, you know, this thing. And, you know, ultimately he did a really good job. There was some technical,
not when it came to water and food.
Not when it came to. But I think that's just because that's how it is. Like, I mean... I don't know. On a porn set, is there water and food?
On every set, there would is. Be.
But,
on every, there's a craft.
So there's that. There. But he was also like, you know, just to give him a little bit of credit, he was also trying to get this done. Like he was, you know, he was a one man show. I mean, he was trying to do this.
Did
thing.
He?
I mean, there was a director there too, but.
How much were tickets to get in?
I have no idea. I never found that out. But I drove home right after, like as fast as I could.
Why? Did you have your luggage downstairs already?
I had it. I was packed, ready to go. Went up to, no, went to my room, changed my clothes, and left. Left my phone charger in the room.
Yeah.
Which I hate that. Yeah. Got home at 4:30 a.m.
I would have hung around. You probably could have picked up a porn star.
Oh, God. At that point, Rich, like, that's the thing. I know you're like, it's gross even talking to you because you're like, didn't you see any sex? It's like, it's, I can't explain to you. Like, the convention center, it's low budget. Like,
I done two of them. I know.
Okay,
it's basically the
same
thing.
It's not sexy. It's like, there's something about porn being sort of like, kind of like, hidden or whatever that makes it sexy, makes it like a sexual thing. Like once it's just in your face and under fucking fluorescent lights, its appeal is gone for me. You know, it was just too in your face. I mean, they had like this weird dungeon thing in the back where there was like you could get tied up or whipped or put in a cage or whatever, you know, but it's still under fluorescent lights. It's like, And it was just so like disturbing.
You couldn't get any free porns because we only have one porn.
I thought about getting some, but then I just was like, I didn't feel like I didn't want to talk about sex. Like I didn't want to like I mean, there was a couple of times where, you know, they want to kind of like shock you about sex or like, you know, make you feel a little uncomfortable about how open they are sexually. So I just didn't even want to like.
Are some of them racist? Like won't do certain people because of certain.
Well, they said that no porn chick of the year has ever won. That no black chick has ever won porn chick of the year or something. They were talking about that at one point.
Well, I think the white chicks are.
That's
more
why
famous.
They. That's why they have a non-white girl so that they have a shot at winning an award, I guess.
Was she good looking, the non-white girl?
Yeah, super hot. I think she might have been Asian. I'm not sure what she was.
Oh, that doesn't count. No, I'm talking about black. Like, black girls in porn, you don't see a lot of them, do you?
Well, maybe it's a very specific thing. I don't know.
In our one porn.
They kept doing this to me. They go, oh, like, that's, you know, Alexis Texas. You know who she is, right? Alexis Texas? You must know her. And I'm like, I have no idea. But now I know who she is. I mean.
Well, who was the porn star I met, remember? In Florida?
She wasn't there. I don't know. It's whatever.
All right. Well, that's a pretty good.
But they think like they walk around talking like as though you know. But they're in a world where everybody knows who they are.
Well, if you're.
They have 300,000 fucking Twitter followers each, these two girls. Maybe one has 150,000. The other one has almost 300,000. It's like they got a lot.
They don't make a lot of money doing porn either, do they?
Well, it's not as much. I mean, the amount of money that I would want to get paid to do that would be like an outrageously high number. Yeah, they think, but I think it's because the girls start so young that like $1,000 is a lot of money to them.
Do they have gay porn award there too? Do they have like?
They kept talking about the door, swinging the door both ways. There's a lot of guys that swing the door both ways. Yeah, so they talk about that a lot. They were telling me like celebrities that were into freaky shit. I'll tell you some of those.
What do you mean? Don't say it on the air. You can't give. Don't put any names out.
I won't. But yeah, some.
Well, how would they know? They're paying for.
I don't
for
know. Either in they're in that world. I don't know.
Whoa! I want to hear some stories. Yeah. All right, we got to wrap this up. This.
So you weren't worried at all the whole time I was there that I was going to get involved in some.
I didn't think about it at all. I was.
It's so weird. Like you're jealous of everything except jealous. When I go do the porn awards. Like that is bizarre. I totally thought you were going to like because you were in Vancouver, so you couldn't call because of the money. So I thought you were literally going to have an anxiety attack while I was there that you couldn't like constantly be in contact with me.
Why would I care?
It's so weird, though. That's the one place where you would think like your jealousy would run wild, but it's not. It's like
no. It's
if I went to a fucking alt festival, you would lose your mind.
Who brought the fucking cup over? That's that.
Like it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, that a mysterious cup ends up in my house when I'm gone? That doesn't make sense.
It was probably in some kind of gift bag or something when you think about it.
Don't look around.
I know, I was trying to think like what could be.
Anyhow, this Thursday I'm at Bridge.
But why couldn't I accuse you? I don't know where the cup came from.
I'm
maybe
never home.
You brought some dude over.
Why would it be a dude? Wouldn't it be a girl?
Well, I would never assume you'd bring a girl over. If I catch you cheating, I know 100% I'll be a guy.
What would you be madder at?
Probably the girl.
Ooh.
I wouldn't want you to have sex with a guy, but at least that would be like, well, I can't give you, you know, you're gay.
So you'd be less mad if it was a guy.
I mean,
would you join in?
No, but you're what? So I'm not. I don't even like care if I have sex ever again in my life.
Would you? You wouldn't like if like you came home and say you saw some guy going down on me, and he goes, "Can I do you now?" You wouldn't. That wouldn't excite you.
To have sex with a gay guy? No, really wouldn't. No, isn't that weird? No, not on my bucket list.
I hate people say bucket list after that movie. Like, no one used the word bucket list until the movie came out, Bucket List.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that you're like, You only have 18 words in your whole vocabulary, and yet you're still shutting certain ones out that you would never use. You'd think you'd just allow everything that you can pronounce in.
So this Thursday, I'm at Bridge Street Live in Connecticut. Friday, somewhere in the New Hampshire area. And Saturday, somewhere in the New Hampshire area. It's on my website, richfoss.com, where I am Friday and Saturday. I know Saturday, it's like a benefit, raising money for some kind of a child disease.
Oh, good. I'm glad you did your research.
I don't know, because I booked it so long ago, and I just don't remember. But Thursday, Bridge Street Live in Connecticut.
Doing a charity for child disease. It's so horrible, Rich.
No, I mean
it's,
for... I know, I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm giving a deal, you know, because I'm...
I love child diseases, so of course.
I would do anything I could to help.
I understand that, but it's like, it sounds so terrible. Like,
well, it's,
I'm doing a charity for a child disease.
I don't mean it.
It's better not to say anything at all. It's better just be like, it's for a really good charity. So yeah, it is.
It's a really good charity. Saturday night in Manchester, New Hampshire. Manchester, New Hampshire.
Were we supposed to do a read?
I don't think so. He would have sent us one.
All right. Take care, everybody. Take care. You know what? Take care of your young ones.
R.I.P.
Lest they become
May Otto and George.
Adult porn stars.
Rest in peace, Otto and George.
Otto and George. My condolences go out to George.
Yes. Our hearts go out to everybody affected by it.
I actually really like his girlfriend.
And there you have it. We are done. I am signing off.
Good night.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.